Thank you, Dawn. Cheryl, I love that Santa hat. Isn't that a great Santa hat she has? she must not be here. We're talking about you, Cheryl. She's not listening to us. It's funny. I wonder what she's working on. Hey, Cheryl. All right, I'll stop. Connie's not going to be here tonight. She had another engagement. So anyway, I know we will miss her. Tell her we know she's cheating and she can't hear us. too funny. Hey, Rayla. Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land. Let me, I tell you, we got done with a leadership meeting, and then I met with Regina, and then I was just lucky to remember that. Hey, Rayla. Hey, Cheryl. I was just lucky to remember that, I was supposed to be here. So anyway, I'm here. So I think I saw Cheryl say, let me just see. I think she says she has no sound. Aw, that's too bad. Yeah, I know her computer does that for her every now and then. Okay, so what I want to do is settle in because it's just been, seems like it's been a long day and I've gotten very little done. So it's all been working on Jacqueline, so that's the best work of all, I guess, you know. Yeah, so Cheryl will come back, I'm sure. So let me just make a conscious effort by to give this period to Inner Wisdom, Holy Spirit, by having a moment of prayer. And I really do want to express my gratitude for the opportunity to teach what I would learn. To be with all these wonderful people, and let us each hear what we need to hear and see what we need to see. Amen. So Cheryl's back. Hopefully she's got sound now. She doesn't have a picture. There she is. Hey, can you hear us, Cheryl? Bless her heart. hey, Marge. Well, shoot. Okay, here we go. As far as I can tell, where we left off last time was on page 422. We are in the middle of N.T.I. James. Well, I don't know about the middle, but yeah, we are in the middle of it. N.T.I. James, chapter 3. And Marge, I don't know if you heard, Connie was doing something with Cindy Brett tonight, so that's why she can't be here. So anyway, N.T.I. James, chapter 3. Be a conscious-minded teacher of yourself. Let me read that again. There's Marge again. be a conscious-minded teacher of yourself. You know, and I could talk about that, I think, for a while, but a conscious-minded teacher of yourself means don't let all these opportunities, you know, pass you by. For me, at least, and I assume for each of you in your daily lives, the opportunities are boundless. right? I mean, it's whenever you notice an upset. Cheryl, maybe if you try plugging in some earbuds, that would work for you. but whenever you notice an upset, that's a time to go, what's going on? And it's not, you know, why is she being an asshole, right? It's like, why am I being upset? What is it in me that is causing my upset. Because as we know from the root cause inquiry that Regina taught us and from the practical application we see from her and others all the time, it's always my upset. It's always true that if I had a perfectly healed mind, I would not be upset right now. So really, where is the upset? What's the root of that? So again, let me start again. Be a conscious-minded teacher of yourself. Be aware of the goal you have chosen and hold it as a beacon before you in all things. And again, what's the goal? I think that goal seems to change over time. You know, you might start out with I want to be only love. I only want to be helpful. But my experience has been, as we get further into this, my experience is that, the goal becomes clearer and clearer that it's to let go of ego, to let go of being run by mind, to let go of the script that we've been following, that I've been following for 57 years. So again, be aware of the goal you have chosen and hold it as a beacon before you in all things. And again, I mean, if you just want to apply this to upset, that's pretty easy to do, because if my goal, and that's why it seems like it's helpful that the goal is refined from I want to be only love to I want to be rid of ego. Because if I want to be only love and I'm experiencing an upset, a coworker or a friend has said something that has upset me, you know, if I want to be only love, I might be tempted to repress whatever it is that I'm actually feeling. I might be tempted to lash out or confront the person. But if my goal is to be only love, for example, I'm not really going to necessarily remember to turn and look inward and see, you know, that the problem is there and to address the problem within. So by knowing that my goal is to let go of ego, which includes letting go of upset, letting go of self-righteousness, letting go of the belief that I know how things ought to go. If that's the goal, then the choice is clear. You know, that when I experience an upset, it's time to turn within and look at whatever script that I'm following. Look at what I think ought to be going on. I just think that that's real helpful advice. So I've read all of two sentences and I'm going to read them again. Be a conscious-minded teacher of yourself. Be aware of the goal you have chosen and hold it as a beacon before you in all things. Let all decisions be guided by the light, and you teach yourself consistently that you are the light. This is at the top of page 423 in NTI. Your thoughts seem to be the foundation for your decision and your action. But even more, your thoughts are derived from your conscious desire. Be therefore aware of your true desire within the consciousness of your mind. Keep it before you, and true desire will easily lead you to the point you desire to reach. So that, for example, in this upset that you all may have deduced by now that I had this past week with a coworker, uh, it's important for me to remember that my goal is to, it was important to me to remember that my goal is to let go of ego. My goal is not to fix her. My goal is not to get the respect I deserve, although I thought that for about 10 minutes or maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. my goal is to let go of my upset. My upset is created by believing that things should be different than they are. My upset is projecting how people should be, how events should occur. And that becomes clear when I remember my true desire. My true desire is to let go of the source of upset, which is the source of all those false beliefs. I know how things should be. I know how I ought to be treated. I know how people ought to act. This is verses 7 and 8. You are the leader of your own awakening, and so you may lead yourself in the direction you truly desire to go. Desire is the foundation from which all else springs forth. Be true to your true desire, and it shall lead you truly. And, it's interesting because, the further we seem to get into this, the more we see the truth of these statements. I mean, for many years, I spent going, could you speak up, Holy Spirit? I can't quite hear you. Or, right? Or I hear you intermittently. You talked to me today, but then I didn't hear from you, for a whole week. And then, but it's my inconsistency that is the issue. It's my it's my job to bring my true desire back into the forefront, and then it becomes clear. Then the way becomes clear. This says, middle of the page, what is the test that you shall give unto yourself to see if you are currently following the beacon of your true desire? Ask only this: what do I want now? I want to be respected by God. Right? I want to get some credit for all this hard work I'm doing. Now, if those are your answers, you might be on the wrong track for a minute, right? Ask yourself, ask only this: what do I want now? If you find that you want anything other than know thyself, you have also discovered that you have veered off course. Take this moment to reconnect with your truth, and you shall also be redirected in the direction that you shall go. Yeah, it's just a matter of going, wait, now what do I want? What do I want? Oh, that's right. I want to get rid of ego. I want to quit being run by ego. I want to quit following the dictates of this script that say, if somebody says something that doesn't sound, quite pleasant to your ears, then you're going to be unhappy for a week. Then you're going to feel tightness in your chest. You're going to be, in a bad mood. I mean, it's just ridiculous to march to that drummer. However, there's no room at all here. It doesn't say, so then beat yourself up and then reconnect your truth. No, it doesn't say that. It says, if you find that you want anything other than know thyself, let go of the blocks to love's awareness. Let go of ego. It's all the same way of saying the same thing. If you find you want anything other than know thyself, you have also discovered that you veered off course. Take this moment, the moment you discover it, take this moment to reconnect with your truth, and you shall also be redirected in the direction that you shall go. So it's all a matter of intention. Right? turning towards the truth, holding the desire to know the truth of self as your beacon. And the moment you've turned, you know, and Inner Wisdom said this to me a couple weeks ago, the means and the goal are the same. The moment you've turned towards your truth, you are in your truth. You don't have to beg and plead and bang at the door and hope somebody will let you in. All you got to do is turn towards the truth. And then you will, excuse me, you will experience your truth. the final verse of James chapter 3. Peacemakers who sow in peace know the harvest of their own heart, and this is the rich reward of heaven. To know thy heart, follow thy heart. To know thyself, to thy own self be true. Yeah, which is just another way of saying that. The means and the end are the same. Just turn in that direction. You will reap the benefits thereof immediately. And to the extent that's not your experience, ask yourself, what are you still holding on to? What do you still want? Do you still, you know, do you want the peace of God and to be respected? right? Do you want the peace of God and be the only one in the room with the answers? You know, do you want the peace of God and your friends to treat you like you think your friends ought to treat you? You can't add an and. Because then you're wanting something other than know thyself, because then you're trying to follow two scripts. You're trying to follow the dictates of the ego the flow of the universe, and you cannot do both at the same time. Hey, George. Cheryl.
You got a text from Cyril Kaplan. Want to read it or ignore it?
Read it. I won't read it. I was going to let it read it.
It says, yes, I wanted both. Smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes. Reply, come back, or are you done?
I'm done. Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl wants it both.
Text from Cyril Kaplan. Oh, stop.
I'm going to turn this off. Let's see. She's on the radio. She's rebooting. Okay, Cheryl, we'll wait for you. Well, not really. We'll go ahead, but we'll... Well, no, you'll join us in a minute. Bye, George. Just turn in that direction and be true to that one goal. NTI James, chapter 4, page 423. You always receive as you have asked, but you may not be aware that you are receiving because you do not know what you have asked for. It occurs to me that there's a place earlier in NTI. I can't tell you where. Maybe it's later. Who knows? Somewhere in NTI. It says, maybe it's in Romans, but it says, you asked, what would things be like if they were different than they are? Well, here's the good news. They are. This is what it would be like. This is what you're experiencing. You know, if things were different than they are, because what are things truly? Everything is one. There's a life flow. You don't have to do anything to put yourself in it. Participating in the truth of who you are brings absolute joy and absolute peace. And we all know that because we've all experienced that. We've all had a taste of that. Again, it's not like you got to knock down heaven's door, right, to experience that. What you have to do is let go of your desire for anything else. And, you know, as we as we know, when we first encountered that, for many of us, is when we first encountered that in A Course in Miracles, first of all, it felt like an insult. What do you mean I want to suffer? I don't want to suffer. You know, what do you mean I'm asking for suffering? I'm not asking for suffering. I just want to be respected. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? I just want things to be different than they are. So odds are, if you're not experiencing peace, joy, contentment, then you're receiving what you asked for, which is for things to be different than they are, right? I don't like this situation. I want it to be different. Good, you got it. It is different than it really is, because that's what you've chosen to experience. NTI says, you do not ask from God through the expression of your words or thoughts. You ask from the process of creation through desire, which you give your energy to. Cheryl says, the real foundation of your desire drives you. Start questioning your desires. Yeah, and I think that this has given us the perfect starting point. What do you mean? All my desires are aligned. I'm fine. And don't mess with me, because I'll get pissed off if you do, right? I mean, you it's not what you say your desire is. It's what your experience is. And that's just a really good clue that you might not even be being honest with yourself about what your desires are. And again, it's not intended as an opportunity to beat yourself up. If you notice you've gone a little off track. I think that's what this said, veered off track, maybe. Yeah, veered off course. It's just a gentle reminder that you receive what you ask, and it's time to just redirect. You're the leader. You're the one who gets to choose when you want to redirect. You can stay pissed or whatever it is you're experiencing for as long as you like. Welcome back, George. But know that you receive as you ask. Let's look at the next verses here. We're on page 424 of NTI. This is verses 4 through 6 of James 4. Quietness is attentiveness. In the hurriedness of your distraction of the world, you may seem to find many things to give your desire to. But in truth, there is nothing within the world that the Son of God can desire. Whenever you believe you have given your desire to a thing or a circumstance within the world, you must look deeper. What have you truly given your desire to? I'm going to read on here a little bit. Maybe we'll loop back around here in a minute. The world is nothing but illusion of thought. It is a fantasy that says all is as it is not. It is a statement of a thought that is completely false. In this way, the world is an idea that teaches you that you are what you are not. Hey, Kenny. Whenever you believe that you are desiring above all else a thing or a circumstance within the world, look closely at what you are asking. You are asking to be taught that illusion is the reality of you, or in short, you are asking to learn that you are what you are not. Cheryl says, ask what do I want right now? Ask again, is this what I truly want? To shift from mental to heart desire, true desire. Yeah. And of course, this will come in the back door for me. Like, you know, is it too much to ask that somebody have a modicum of, you know, generosity, or, you know, to be just like halfway kind and not so damn arrogant and blah, 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 blah. Right. So, it, you know, I mean, so I'm not seeing it as a necessarily, although sometimes I do, but I'm not seeing it as a desire to be treated with respect. I'm seeing it as, you know, shit, common courtesy, right? But if I'm desiring anything but the healing of my own upset, you know, then I'm forging that identity. I'm attempting at least to shore up that identity, to say, no, this is where my reward is. My reward is in being a respected person in the world, right? Again, I think that this addresses this back up here in the middle of the page, verses 4-6, sentence 4, it says, whenever you believe you have given your desire to a thing or a circumstance within the world, you must look deeper. What have you truly given your desire to? So it's not, you know, identifying the desire as the desire to be respectfully treated. Is not the true desire. I mean, certainly not the true desire, but it's not the root. You haven't gotten to the root yet, as we say in root cause inquiry. Your desire is to be a person in the world. Respected or unrespected or whatever, your desire is to see yourself in that way. When you're lending credence to, well, don't they know how a friend should treat a friend, or, you know, this should be different because, I mean, whatever it is, that's the desire to get more of the same. That's the desire to be a separate individual in a separate world. This says, you need not do more than look at your false desire clearly to see it is not your desire at all. For you do not wish to know yourself as you are not. It is your desire to know yourself as you are. And God, we know that, right? If we spend any time with that at all, any true inquiry at all, we know that. Let go of false desires because they are not what you want. Hold true to your true desire, and true desire leads you truly to the recognition of you. It's just the choice point. It's just the intention. What is my intention here? To be comfortable, to be unchallenged, to not have to look at my fears, or is it to wake up? And, you know, waking up doesn't, you know, mean bells and whistles. It doesn't mean, you know, shooting stars. It, you know, it's waking up. To the truth over and over and over again, at every opportunity to do so. It's just like Byron Katie says, it's becoming enlightened to one false thought at a time. It's that turning, again, it's that turning from the desire to be fairly treated. you know, the desire to blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't you fill in the blank? It's just the turning of the intention from whatever seems to be going on out here, which is all really just the desire to be a separate person in a separate world, and turning towards your heart's true desire. Let go of false desires because they are not what you want. Hold true to your true desire, and true desire leads you truly to the recognition of you. Remember that judgment is the tool that builds illusion. Let go of the desire to judge a desire that may be false. Even this desire is a desire to learn illusion. So the desire to judge is not a desire that is true. Yeah, again, that's don't. Hey, Sharon. Don't double down, right? Ah, oh, no better than that. Ah, oh, I can't believe I fell for that again. It's just not helpful. You know, you're either turned toward, you're either focused on, intent on, giving your attention to this false conglomeration of thoughts that you call Jacqueline, that I call Jacqueline. I don't know what you call yours. Or you're focused on the truth. And it's our choice at any point, one thought at a time. Do I want to hold on to this thought? Is this thought leading me to my heart's desire? If it's not, oh, okay, thank you. And turn, right? Not, oh, I can't believe I did that again. It's just not helpful. You know, and when we studied, I can't remember, NMPP, we talked about, I can't remember, the habit energy. And, you know, so much of this is the habit, where we have a habit of thinking of ourselves as separate people in a separate world that has these rules. This is how friends act. This is how mothers act. This is how sisters act. This is how bosses act. This, you know, so much of it is habit energy. And we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me more. How's this supposed to work? It's just a matter of, you know, refocusing. We're not bad because we don't have it all figured out yet. We're just in the habit of looking in the wrong direction. Trust in your true desire. It will lead the way. You know, and I think I'm going to be talking about a lot of this actually come Sunday when I do the weekly gathering. But trust, again, is such an important component. Because you know, if we look at the truth, if we look at our true desire through the lens of the separate self, we're gonna go, I don't know about this truth thing. Even if it is true, I don't think I can do it. Right? Not me. Not little old me. I can't do this. And what's that? That's still staying focused over here, right? That's still staying focused on the separate, you know, yeah, I'm looking at truth. No, you're not. If you're listening to the thoughts, the doubt thoughts, the thoughts that say, maybe the truth's not true, even if the truth is true, I can't do it. Maybe somebody else can, but I can't do it. You're still focused over here. So what's required is to trust. I mean, come on, we have all been there. We all have that taste. We know exactly where that place is. We know exactly what that place is. It's who we are. And we know exactly how to get there. We know this. You know, not just Regina, right? Not just Muji, not just Eckhart Tolle. No, we know this stuff. And it's time to quit telling ourselves. It's time for Jacqueline to quit telling herself, you're never going to get this. You put on a good show for a month or two, and then, boy, you explode. You're never going to get this. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, it was a good show for 2 months. What? I mean, every time those thoughts come up, it's just another opportunity to go, you ain't me, and turn back, right? Turn back to the truth that we know. We can trust that. And what are doubt thoughts going to say? What are the separate thoughts of separation going to say? They're like, no. So it's looking at one thought at a time. It's denying the denial of truth every time you see it. Trust in your true desire and let it lead the way. It will guide you as to what you're to do. You need do nothing but continue to ask for that which you truly want. It is the process. This is so sweet. It is the process of God that will answer, because it is the process of God that is you. And you know, we've all done this too. We have had this experiences where the lessons do you, whether we're talking about A Course in Miracles lessons, whether we're talking about general healing lessons, or we're talking about lessons in general, the lessons do you. The things come up, right? The problems arise and the answer is given immediately. Immediately. And the trust is remembering that. The trust is remembering there's another way to see this. Remembering this is for my healing. So anytime we spend lamenting that we didn't do it better or quicker or more often, it's more of the same. It's more of the separate thoughts. It's not helpful. You need do nothing but continue to ask for that which you truly want. It is the process of God that will answer. It is consciousness waking unto itself. It is the process of God that will answer, because it is the process of God that is you. You are not other than that. You are not other than the process of consciousness waking to itself. You're not. You know, it's not consciousness waking to itself and, oh, maybe it'll come along and scoop me up as it goes by. That process is you. All right, NTI, James chapter 5. Forgive yourself for all of your sins, for they are only imagined. They were born of the desire to experience yourself differently from that which you are. Welcome back, Cheryl. But that which you are has remained unchanged. Well, it's really interesting. I watched a movie last night. You guys know what a movie buff I am. I watched a movie last night I've seen several times called Solaris with George Clooney. Yeah, so that's just coming back to me as I read these lines. I don't know that I can say enough of it to make it make sense. But he lost his wife, and then she comes back, basically. And it was boy, is that a shortcut way of telling that story. But she comes back kind of in his memory. And at the end of the movie, he's saying, gosh, I keep wondering if I remembered you wrong, if I was wrong about all of it. And that was what haunted him. And this is what we're doing, you know, with ourselves every day. We're just remembering ourselves wrong. You know, when we think I can't do it, when we think the truth of who I am is this person who's miserable sometimes and not miserable sometimes. I'm just remembering myself wrong. And the truth is, none of that matters, because fundamentally nothing's been changed by my failure to remember myself correctly. Try again. Again, with every, Cheryl got her sound back. With every thought, we're given an opportunity to remember ourselves correctly. To remember ourselves truthfully. And our, forgetting doesn't change the truth of who we are. So again, this says, forgive yourself for all of your sins, for they are only imagined. They were born of the desire to experience yourself differently from that which you are. But that which you are has remained unchanged. Therefore, every sin you ever imagined was only a game you played to pretend that you were different than you are. Cheryl says she now has no screen in the room. She surrenders. Yeah, you can't have it all, right, Cheryl? Wrong. Every sin you ever imagined was only a game you played to pretend that you were different than you are. But games are not reality, and nothing in reality has ever changed because of games you chose to play. Be attentive in patience as you unwind the doll that was wound up within the games you have played. Be attentive in patience as you unwind the doll that was wound up within the games you have played. This doll shall be laid aside, and your joy will be known in abundance. And again, I mean, just really, really helpful advice. Patience. Patience with ourselves. Cheryl's singing the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want. She says, but if you try, sometimes it gives in to you. Yeah, so be attentive in patience as you unwind the game. You know, don't, you know, stay on your toes. Do the practices to the best of your ability. And be patient, and watch the game watch the game unwind. And you know, David Hoffmeister used a symbol that I really appreciate that had a big impact on me early on, and that was, he's like, you know, this seeming world that we live in is like a screw that's been wound into a piece of wood. You don't take a hammer and try and pull the screw out. No, you unwind it. And that's what we're doing on this spiral of awakening that Regina talked to us about a couple of weeks ago. You know, and I get it. And Regina and I were having a talk earlier about something. And then I'm like, I felt like I had 10 tons of that in my character. And I let go of 9.5 tons. So it's like, really? I got another half a ton to go. Are you kidding me? um, But it is a spiral of awakening. And these lessons, you know, they grow deeper and deeper. And we're awakening unto ourselves. I mean, oh my God. It doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any more joyous than that. It is all that there is. So it's, you know, it's worth the effort. It's worth the wait. Be attentive in patience as you unwind the doll that was wound up within the games you've played. This doll shall be laid aside and your joy will be known in abundance. Job is the symbol of letting go of the toys within the world. Hey, Jay. Job is a symbol of faith and trust in truth above all illusions. That reminds me of that movie, Adam's Apples. If you haven't seen that movie, it's a really good, really good movie. Job, who was a central symbol in that movie as well, but Job, who seemed to be tried and tested and tested and tried, and never lost faith. Job is a symbol of faith and trust in truth above all illusions. Faith and trust in truth. The rewards of heaven are greater than the joys of the world. Amen. The rewards of heaven are greater than the joys of the world because the glee of heaven is beyond the imagining of that which is different than glee. It's funny, I read that and I'm like, didn't I just read this? I think I started in the right place though, because it's that word glee, right? It's like, oh my God, we're not talking about I went skiing. I had a great weekend. I mean, which is all good. It's all well and good. But we're talking about beyond your wildest imaginings, glee, utter glee. And what is this utter glee about? Just being. Absolutely. Just being. Oh, my God. How exciting is that? And it is. Very simply, the glee of being. The rewards of heaven are greater than the joys of the world because the glee of heaven is beyond the imagining of that which is different than glee. You are pretending to suffer, it says next. Psst, you're just pretending to suffer. Be true to yourself means be true to your true desire, for that is the desire of yourself. Lay down your toys. Prepare yourself for the ascension into heaven. The true desire of the heart is also the prayer of the heart, for nothing else can be desired by the Son of our most holy God. To know thyself is glee, for to know thyself is to know everything. Rejoice for your truth. Let go of illusions and the desire for illusion. Rest within true desire, and you rest peacefully within the seat of happiness. And, you know, I read this and I'm reminded of, and again, I'm pretty good at paraphrasing A Course in Miracles. I rarely get anything close to a quote, but A Course in Miracles talks about, you know, how a child will scream when you try and take scissors away from them so that they don't hurt themselves, right? You know, we think this is a sacrifice. What do you mean? I got to meditate. I don't want to meditate. I always say this stupid mantra all day. You know, of course, you're going to see it as a sacrifice when you're focused on the world, when you're focused on yourself as a separate self within the world. You know, that self can't see beyond itself. That self, that imagined collection of thoughts, can't get to the glee of being. It's beyond its experience. It's beyond its comprehension. So all it sees is you're taking away all my toys and I get nothing in return. That's the perspective of the separated self. That's why when you pick up A Course in Miracles, you want to immediately throw it back down again. It sounds like it's asking for an awful lot of sacrifice, and it sounds like it's offering you very little in return. The truth is, it's offering you everything in return. Everything in return. To know thyself is glee. For to know thyself is to know everything. Rejoice for your truth. Let go of illusions and the desire for illusion. Rest within true desire, and you rest peacefully within the seat of happiness. Within the very seat of happiness. This is it, folks. There's no middleman. I'm not going to get rich and famous, and therefore I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to get a red convertible, and therefore I'm going to be happy. No, I'm going straight to the seat of happiness. No middleman required. No good works required. No hard work required. The only thing that's required, we were told this a moment ago, right? You need do nothing but to continue to ask for that which you truly want. That's it. No beating down the door. Just remember to ask always and again, ask, what do I truly want? Do I want to know the joy of my being? I mean, that's the question. That's the offer here. That's what's being offered. Or do I want her to treat me with a modicum of respect? Oh, come on. That's not even what you're desiring anyway. So rest within true desire and you rest peacefully within the very seat of happiness. Everything that you experience comes from you and the desire that you allow. You see that? You don't even have to work at desire. It's how much of it will you allow. This is the true desire. This is the true desire of consciousness, is awakening unto itself. You know, you're the one holding the floodgates.
No.
Everything that you experience comes from you and the desire that you allow. Rejoice that this is true and choose consciously the desire of your heart, your true desire. That's why we call it your true desire. This is the true desire of the heart, not of Jay's heart, not of Don's heart, not of Marge's heart. It's the true desire of the heart, is to awaken unto our one true self. How much of that are you going to let in? Everything that you experience comes from you and the desire that you allow. Rejoice that this is true and choose consciously. When you're upset, ask yourself, what am I choosing? What am I choosing? Am I choosing to know myself as the truth of what I am, as the glee of heaven, as the seat of happiness? Or am I choosing something else? Everything that you experience comes from you and the desire that you allow. Rejoice that this is true and choose consciously the desire of your heart. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way means whoever recognizes that he has been desiring what he does not desire and chooses to desire again in a new way, chooses also to save himself from a multitude of distractions in order to settle within the peace of his own heart. So, you know, the choice is mine. What I'm invited to do is to recognize the choice points, to recognize those points where I can very consciously bring my true desire into my awareness. And doing so is the means and the end. Because once I've chosen the true desire, the process does what the process does. I've placed myself within that process. I've placed my conscious, I'm always within the process. I've placed my conscious recognition within the process. And by doing that, I mean, that is the letting go of suffering. That is placing myself in the seat of happiness. And what mine wants to say is, well, you know, it's like it's a 2 or a 3 or a 12-step process, right? And it's not. I don't make the choice and then I'm, you know, and then, okay, and then I get the momentum and then I turn things around and then... It's just not how it works. It's the means and the end. It's the recognition of your true desire places you where you want to be, where you need to be, in the truth of your being. And that's all that's required. Rest within true desire, and you rest peacefully within the seat of happiness. That's it. Okay. I love you guys. It was fun. hope you heard something that was helpful. And so let's see. Next week is Christmas, so we won't be here. We'll be back the week after that. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.